Blog Talk Radio.
Chapter Widows Ministry Talk Show. I am Mary Hollis, your host, and this talk show embraces widows and others who have lost a special loved one. And the purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. I want to begin tonight by talking about some things before I begin with the message. I want to let you know why one reason the music are being played before and after. Many of us, I would say not many of us, there are. As the callers come in, I can see you coming in on the air. So I try to wait for as many as possible before I begin the message. So sometimes I may play the music a little bit longer than others. So I can see each person as they come on. And I know many of you, I know your numbers by now. I know who's on the air already. And I just try to get as many on as possible so you can all hear everything. It's only for 30 minutes, but I still would like to get as many callers in before I begin. But before I talk about the message that I have for you tonight, it's more or less announcement and things that will be done in the next 2 months. The next 2 months, I am going to begin a grief session on the air, and the name of it is Preparing for the Storm. That's the holiday. This is the most painful and difficult time in your life is going through these big holidays that means a lot to all of us, and getting together with family and friends, and also the absence of our loved ones. So I felt that this is a good time to begin the month of November and also December. So we will have an 8-week session on the air every Tuesday, beginning November 5th to December 31st. So that's the full month, beginning next Tuesday is the 5th. I can't believe that November 1st will be the November 1st is on Friday. But I want you to also share this information with others. All they have to do, they can call from California, they can call from, Seattle, they can call from Chicago, New York, they can call Massachusetts, anywhere in the U.S. they can call, and they can call international if they want to, but you know it's going to cost more. But anyone can call in. So if anyone is dealing with any type of loss, doesn't have to be a widow. It can be son, father, mother, aunt, whoever that you're dealing with during this time, during the holiday season. Invite them to call in. So all you have to do is give them the same number that you called in, and they can call in. And, you know, if they have a cell phone, I don't know if they will it will be any added charge. So that's something that they will have to find out themselves. I know international, yes, of course, you're gonna pay extra. But I don't know what type of service you have, so I really cannot quote. Most of the time, there's no charge because it is a long-distance number, but you'll just have to check and see. With your carrier and see exactly. But I hope that I am going to give you as much tips and encouragement as I possibly can from this 6 series. And it's coming from, I have 4 books from, the author is Kenneth Hawk. H-A-U-G-K. And the name of it is Journeying Through Grief. These books have been very helpful. I did it last year from November to December. Then I started another session January, February. I will not do the one in January, February. I'm going to try to give you as much as I can the next 2 months. I will be facilitating a group. The name of that at my church, it's called Restoring Your Heart. So I will not be able to continue on with the grief on the air. I will continue to be on the air, but I'm going to give you as much information in these next 2 months that can carry you through into the next 2020. It's amazing. 2020 is right around the corner. And when we talk the next time, it'll probably be Thanksgiving. The time is just moving so quickly. But I wanted you to make it very clear that to invite others, they can call anywhere in the U.S. and listen to these sessions. And it was very helpful to many last year. And once again, it will begin November 5th through December 31st, every Tuesday from this after tonight. And let me see some other things that I wanted to mention, too. I wanted to mention that the next chapter of Widows Ministry always do community outreach every year. We put together shoeboxes filled with toiletry items for women and children, and we take them to a shelter for homeless women and children. That just before Christmas. We normally have our Christmas brunch, and everyone normally bring their shoeboxes all gift-wrapped, And you can do more than one boxes if you care to. So as many as you would like to put together. But and our Christmas brunch is going to be on the 21st, December 21st. I'm still looking for a location that will that we all will be able to go to. It's normally at least 25 people that normally shows up. So I want to make sure that we are in a place that we can communicate and hear each other. So I am doing that as well. I will get that information to you soon. I checked out one place this past weekend, but it was too small. The food is absolutely delicious, but the space is not big enough. They only allow a certain number, a large group, and our group will be too large. So I'm still checking out, and it's going to be a brunch, December 21st, so save the date. And that's when you bring your shoeboxes all wrapped up in Christmas wrapping. Now, if you can't come on the 21st, you can always come by my home and drop it off. And like I said, we will be delivering those shoeboxes just before Christmas to the homeless shelter. The other thing is I'm going to have Sheila to come on probably not next week, but sometime this month. And so she can explain, I don't know, some of you know it and some of you don't. We are now a 501c3 nonprofit organization. So that means you can do donation, and based on your tax situation, you probably might be able to get a tax break on your donation. So I'm going to have Sheila to come on sometime this month and explain, because, you know, it's based on how you file your taxes, whether you'll be able to, because some people don't itemize. So she'll be able to explain those things to you. But in case a lot of people want to make donations before the end of the year so you can use it for tax purposes. So I'll get that information to you. If you want to write a check to the Next Chapter Widows Ministry, we'll be very happy to. And we use that money very helpful. You know all the things that we do already, and we don't ask you the things that you have benefited from over the years. We have not asked you. We ask you to donate, but this is something that we try to be there to encourage you and give you all the resources to get through this time in your life. So just knowing that you can do that by the end of the year. And what's the other? We will not have a monthly meeting in November. We will get together in December for our Christmas brunch. So no meeting, but I will continue with the Tuesday night talk show. That will be continuously. So, but no meeting for the month of November because it's getting close to Thanksgiving, and we want to let you just spend those time preparing for that holiday season. So, spread the word about the grief session that we will begin next Tuesday, November 5th, throughout December 31st. And like I said, if you have any questions or comments or suggestions, feel free to do so. My number, if you have a pen handy, many of you that do have my cell number, and I have a landline number. This is the landline number I use for the show. And the landline number is 770-981-9118. 770-981-9118. So that's really the best number to call and leave a message. I prefer you to do that if you have a specific question, a comment, or whatever, a suggestion. Leave it there, and I'll get back to you. Make sure you leave your number. And do me a favor. When you leave your number, say it slowly. that sometimes when people leave their number, I have to listen to it really 3 or 4 times before I can get the number. So always, whenever you leave a number for any call that you make sure you say it slowly, because when you say it fast, sometimes people can't get the number right at first, so they have to keep listening to get it. And I've had that problem many times, to listen to the recording several times before I can get the number. So that is all the announcement. I wanted to make it at the very beginning because I want you to know how important I think this grief session is going to be. I think it's going to be very encouraging and beneficial for you and everything. So tonight we are going to talk from Jesus Says, and these are encouraging, and I'm also going to give you some scripture about this too. And tonight's topic is Be Still and Know That I Am God. And just knowing that I'm paraphrasing, and also as Jesus were saying this in his own words. But and this is how he wants us to be encouraged, knowing that you can talk to him just like this, and that's the way he's talking to us in this, from this book. And it's, like I say, it's a great, when you hear it, you're feeling that he is speaking to you because of the things that you're going through, and he wants you to know that he's there for you. And in spite of what you're going through and how lonely you may get, he's right there by your side, walking every step of the way. Be still and know that I am God. Your life has been going through so many emotional rides recently. Painful, emotional, tearful, and many other ways too. Full of changes and new responsibilities. Yes, we have been given so many responsibilities. Most of us who have that have lost our spouse, anyone that have lost another loved one, it might not be the same. We have taken on so many responsibilities. One of the widows and I talked about today are all the things that we have to do now. You know, once upon a time is when something happened in the home, all we had to do was tell our husband, Al, Larry, John, there's something wrong with the refrigerator. There's no bulb in the room, light bulb. We need a new light bulb in the room, in one of the bedrooms. Or something is not working. All we had to do was tell them, and they would take care of it. And the challenges that we have to go through to get good work, good people to help us. But one thing I want to mention before I go any further. Starting in January, we are putting together a resource book, a book where you can get reliable plumbers, reliable painters, electrician. We're gonna compile these. We used to have a book like that, but now after years, it's been 16 years, some of these people can't even find anymore. But anyway, we're going to get some reliable people that are going to be able to help you, and you don't have to, I want to say, worry. You can't speak for a person's personality. We're going to get the reliable people, and we're hoping that they will continue to be faithful to us and whenever we need something done, that they won't overcharge us and take advantage of us because we are widows. So we will get that done starting in January and get that book to you once we complete it. And we're also going to need your help as well. If you truly, truly have someone that you know over and over again that you've had work done, please let us know, because we need those references, because I know I have dealt with some stuff this summer, air conditioning, heating, and all that stuff, and I don't want to have to go through it anymore. So I know how you feel. If you've gone through it and still going through it, we're going to get some good references beginning 2020. Let me get back to the word. I want to definitely express that. And sometimes when we go through these different things, God takes us out of our comfort zone to show us new things, to stretch us, to help us to grow. But he also brings the courage and comfort to go through every situation. He won't just leave us alone. Just like he said, he will never leave us or forsake us. He will be there during these trials. And he has everything under control. Sometimes we don't think so, but he does. He's working it out. He has us in his hand. So just know that God is taking care of those situations that we're dealing with. Sometimes we don't see it, but sometimes he wants to, like I say, take us out of those comfort zones. We get so comfortable with everything. Oh, everything is going well. And, you know, hey, he said that everything is not going to be always no problem, no trials or nothing like that. Yes, we are going to go through trials. So when he takes us out of these comfort zones, just knowing that he's still walking with us. Okay. He also says that he has continued to spend time alone with you, but you have found it hard to really to be still and focus on him. You need to set aside time for listening, blocking out distraction, and reconnecting with him in the depths of your soul. Without this focus, time in our present, your soul will become malnourished. Other people may not notice, but you can tell the difference. Of course, he said, I notice the difference even before you do. I can see the need of this without you, need that only I can meet. As you pour yourself into listening to me, I want you to experience my delight in you. I see you in my see you truly you. My beloved child, glorious, clothed in my righteousness, open your arms and your heart to receive my delight in full measure. Light of my love is shining upon you. He says, be still. Sometimes we have to be still so we can hear him. We can't hear him if we don't listen. Take time to listen to him. Be in a quiet place. Scripture out of Psalms 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exhausted. I will be exhausted among the nation. I will exhaust thee in the earth. And there's another scripture in Nahum, Nahum, first chapter and seventh verse. The Lord is good, a refuge in time of trouble. He cares for those who trust in him. Yes, he wants you to trust in him. This in 1 John 1:5 says, this is the message in which we have heard from him and declare to you that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. That's in him. We do feel that we're in a dark place sometimes, but he is light. He's saying that he's light in him, and there's no darkness at all. And Psalms 56:3 says, when I'm afraid, I put my trust in you. So when you are afraid, put your trust in him. Okay. This is not. Just 1 second, please. spot here on what else I wanted to talk about. Just give me a second here. Okay. And he also says, I am good, a refuge in time of trouble. I care for those who trust in me, even when you inhabit a world full of trouble. I assure you that I am completely, 100% good. I am light. And in me, there is no darkness at all. Seek in me and the perfection you have longed for your life. Because of the brokenness of this world, and this world is definitely a whole lot of brokenness and mess, you always need a refuge, but especially in time of trouble. When you are hurting, I yearn to shelter you in my powerful, loving presence. So turn to me in tough times, just as you go through the holiday. It's not necessarily as tough times, but it's going to be painful and emotional times because you have lots of good memory of your loved one. So he wants you to turn to him in time of trouble, and you will find him always faithful. Many of my children fail to receive my help during difficult times because they don't really trust me. Have you ever felt that way? When adversity strikes, they either lash out angrily at me or become so focused on their problems that they forget that I am with them. Yes, he is. He's never left you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. An essential element of trusting me and remembering my promise to be with you always, not sometimes, but always. Trust in me, my child, and I will take care of you. He will take care of you. He will bring peace and comfort back into your life as you go through these trials and tribulation. So know that you, when you are in that storm, that he will get you out of it. You will come through. You will see the light one day. And one day soon, even sooner than you think you might, you will feel the comfort and the presence of him as he continues to wrap his arms around you and letting you know, I am here. I am who I am. Yes, he is our Jehovah Jireh. He is our Prince of Peace. He is our wonderful counselor. He is our bread of life. He is our King of Kings. He is our all in all. He is the I Am, and he is our bright and morning star that he is. Just let him come within you, in your heart. Trust him through this time. The most difficult time is in the next 2 months, yes, because these holidays are very special to us, getting together with family and friends and knowing that that loved one is no longer there. So trust him, walk with him, be with him, believe in him, trust him, and just knowing that, just like he said, be still and know that I am God. So as you go on this weekend, I mean this week, the rest of this week, and just knowing that whenever you're troubled, just say, be still and know that I am God. When I am dealing with something that something is coming at me, even out in the driving, and I see a car coming and it looks like it's going to hit me or swerve or whatever, I said, peace, be still. And be still and know that I am God. You can use those words. Those words are powerful. Be still. Peace, be still. All of those words are very powerful to use. So just knowing that when you ask for peace and asking God for you to be still so you can hear him or to sit, whatever the situation may be, God is right there. He's right. He has his angel dispatch to be there for you. So knowing that just little words, and also I use the word divine order. When I feel that I got a whole lot of stuff going on, I said, Lord, when I'm praying in the morning, I said, give me divine order. And what I'm asking for, because I got all these things I want to accomplish today, it might not go in the way that I want to, but it'll be in divine order. And by the end of that day, you'll see how you've accomplished most of the things that you needed to accomplish. Sometimes you accomplish them all. So these little words, peace, be still and know that I am God, are divine order. Sometimes just call on the name of Jesus when you got too much on you. Just say, Jesus. You're calling his name. And he will dispatch his angels to you. He will bring that peace and love that you need at that particular time. So use those words, those simple little words. I use it all the time, and it works. So tune in again next week, the same time, from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Tell others that I am starting this grief session starting November the 5th through the 31st. And this is a session that I've put together from these books, and God has given me these books to work with. And a lot of these things I've experimented. My husband passed away June 9th, 1991. That's 28 years ago. I used these things. It works. So just knowing that there are many others out there that know that these things that I'll be talking about, it does work. In time, you'll look back and see that those tears have dried up and you're getting through the storm. Because it's a storm. And it's to get through those storms. You'll see doctors at first, but you'll come through. And when you come through, you're going to see the light. Light in God's love for you. So peace be still. Be still and know that I am God. And ask them for divine order. Use those words this week, and you'll see how it works. And invite others to listen to the show who may be going through a grieving moment and getting through these two important holidays, Thanksgiving and Christmas. Be blessed and have a great week, knowing that the next chapter loves you, and we'll be there as much as we can to help you walk, this journey of grief. Have a great night.
My word, you can stand. where you can run and hide. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you